Okay. Today we're gonna finish with Simon Kochav Sefer Av. Okay. We spoke about last time. I won't start like that. Okay. There are situations that people come across. They want to use a dish or a cup or something like that, which did not have tefillah. Okay. Why would that happen? I'm going to break it into two cases just because it'll make a difference later on. One is a person, is it vacation time now? They're in a hotel, they're at a meeting, they're at a restaurant, something like that, where there are kelim, the place is owned by a Jewish person, and they want to eat something cold. Okay, they're sitting, we talked about a long time ago about this story with a hashgacha that had I forgot if it was 1,700 or 1,800 dishes that they were going to be using, and it turned out that the hotel was owned by a Jewish person. And all of a sudden, you're using things for cold, and it's not a kashrus issue. There's no problem with using it. You're not worried about bleez coming from the Chayv Kalim. The Ramah is going to say at the end of the simon, that food doesn't become Chayv by being put on a kli that didn't have tefillah. So somebody wants to use one of those kelim, well, you're in a hotel with your family, and it happens to be Jewish owned hotel. You know, the person who owns the chain is Jewish, and you want to use a cup that's there, a glass cup that's there. So you have that kind of question about using, but if you could use it, it didn't have to feel as kelim. And the other version of that, is the same idea, but we'll see it has a little bit of a difference, is when a person goes to someone, a family member, or a neighbor, or something like that, who they know is Jewish, and that person, again, they're not worried about bleas of treif. Either they have kosher dishes, or they don't have kosher dishes, but you're eating something cold on it. But they don't title the dishes, you know, they don't cook tefillah kelim. So in both of these questions, the question is there any hesed to do that? If the person's eating unclear, they didn't do tefillah kelim, is there any reason to think that? So the simple answer is, of course not. Okay, we saw last time, I spoke about it, I think, two times ago, that the Issa Drabanan to use a kli that didn't have tefillah kelim. So the guy comes to the situation, we want to use a kli, so it's Issa Drabanan to use it. Okay, so if somebody offered him treif cheese, he wouldn't say, I could eat it, it's Issa Drabanan. Of course not, you can't eat it. Treif Drabanan? No, I don't think that flies. I didn't think of that.
How do we know clearly the shas that it's an Issa to use as a kli in the morning?
No, but we spoke about it 2 times ago that everybody thinks it's usher. Some people even think it's made the raisa. Everybody thinks it's usher.
And you just have a mitzvah to do it, you know?
Right, so that was 2 times ago. We said, I mean, everybody thinks it's drabanan. Some people think it's the raisa. That you now use it? That you now use it? I have to look specifically if you wanted to. But I assume so. Okay. So that's the pashas. And I'm going to tell you 4 or 5 reasons. You'll decide whether it's 4 reasons or 5 reasons. Why people think that it might be mutter. But whoever talks about it says, of course you're not going to do this. And only it's a shasat chag, and therefore you should think about maybe this reason that I'm going to tell you. I'm thinking, no one's walking off and saying, no problem, go ahead, go for it. Okay, everyone's talking about it as a shasat chag. Basically. Okay. Okay, so the first one is... The first
is in Russia, the civil war is tabled. Another place. Don't say problem.
So we're going to start as like this. Last time I told you, we talked about last time whether a person, if electrical devices have to be covered, okay? And I mentioned to you that many people in today we're going to blame it on Shom Zaman. Because he's about to be quoted in a second. Say that you don't have to tell them. And the reason is because the chiyuv tefillah is a deraisa. The issur to use something without tefillah is only a drabanan. This like sort of punishment, this fine that Chazal is giving you, that they don't use a kli unless you tabled it, only applies when it's possible. If it's not going to be possible to do it, then you're not mechuyev. Then they don't give you this punishment and say don't use it until you do tefillah. What do you want from it? I can't do that. If it's not possible, then Chazal don't make that punishment. We talked about last time whether specifically whether that applies to electrical appliances. That was last time's discussion. But that point, which is that Chazal only imposed that punishment when a person is able to do it. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said like this. You know, this is what he says. Okay, he says he's talking about a person who has a kli that wasn't tevel, and you're in a situation where the person wants to use it. He says yesh lahakal. Why? Because the issa to use it is on a drabanan. That the Chacham said the amon al tishtamish bekli al tafiyot chila. That's what they meant to say when they said don't use it is we don't want you to use it. It is, and therefore in came. That's only talking about a person who could tevel. He said, but you're sitting in the hotel. He says, what, you think you could just run out of the hotel, pick up your plate, and go run to the mikvah? Well, of course, you can't. You don't have any permission to do that. And therefore, the guy, the person who's sitting there, he's sitting there in the restaurant, and they bring him a cup of water in a glass. He says, shall I run out of the mikvah, run out of the store, and go run in time? Well, of course, he can't do that. So therefore, basically, I have no possibility of tevling this dish. And if I have no possibility of tevling the dish, so there's no reason to use it for that tevling. So, we saw last time.
This doesn't apply to parents.
Relatives. Why not?
Can I borrow this for a minute?
Right. If I go, but if I'm at my uncle's house. Okay, I don't want to name a relative. I'm at a relative's house. Okay, I'm a next door neighbor, and he says to me, here, when, sit down and have a cup of Pepsi with me. And I say, excuse me, I just got to go outside without
your cup. He doesn't mind if I borrow this for a couple of minutes.
Right, so if most people would think of that as a reasonable choice.
What about the guy who's Baal Tshuva, his parents went away, he hopped around, he went to the clan and he brought him from him to bed.
So last time we saw that not everybody thinks that what this idea is correct. Not everybody thinks in concept there's such a thing that if I can't do it, then I'm allowed to use it without being tevel. You know? But aside from that, here this is a whole other step past that, which is to say, here the kli is perfectly suitable for tefillah. You could do the mitzvah. It just happens to be that the guy who did it, he's ignorant or he doesn't care about the mitzvah, and he's not doing the mitzvah. So isn't that exactly who Chazal want punished? They want to say, until you tevel, you can't use it. This guy, that guy can tevel. There's no reason why it can't be tevel. There's nothing stopping it. It's nothing in about that. It's just. That just didn't do it. Exactly. That's exactly because I want to punish by saying.
That's
okay.
That's
the owner, not me. So it's only for him. So for him, he's not allowed to use it. He's not allowed to use it, but I'm what?
It's the owner versus the user.
I'm saying, but no, it's not. Oh, he's saying it's owner versus user. I'm saying is that Chazal, what Rishon Zalman said was we wouldn't impose a punishment. Chazal wouldn't impose a punishment on a person who can't get away from it, can't solve the problem. But we can solve the problem over here. You can do exactly what you're supposed to go type of them, clear the clay. Okay, so he's saying
the owner could, I can't.
Right, so the owner could, but I can't. But is it fitting in this case to make the punishment? Okay, so obviously that's what he's saying, that it's mutter. You could well see that somebody could agree in concept to the idea, let's say, by an electrical appliance, by something that can't be toggled physically, like by the case of Shutfist, that's what we talked about last time, by Shutfist of a Goyim Yid, it's physically, it's not possible, so then Chazal didn't make the punishment. Okay, you could see what he would argue in this case. Okay, now, I'm going to tell you something. Now the following is from Dain Rice. You tell me if you think he's saying the same thing or he's saying a different thing. Okay? He says like this. He's talking about the same kind of situation. He says, even though the din of the mitzvah of tefillas kelim is deraisa, okay, but the isser to use a kli without tefillas kelim was a drabanan, okay, that we're expecting that. Okay, it's only isser drabanan to use a kli if you didn't tefill it. Okay? He says, and therefore, since it has to be like kli midyan, that you have to own it, you have to buy it. So the chiyuv, in ken achiyuv tefillah nishar al harishon, the owner is the one who's really chayiv in tefillas kelim. While a socher hashoyim means that's the guy who's in the restaurant. Haverak iser shimish mekorech marshin eschayiv biyah harishon. Okay, so I'm only chayiv. I'm not the owner. He is chayiv, and I'm secondarily chayiv. So what? And if over here, where the person is a guest, del hamis areach. Okay, he just has a right to use it. He obviously can't run out of the house, even though Kiva thinks he could. He can't run out of the house and just...
I think he can ask permission.
Okay, just run out of the house and table it. He says, so how? How can I be hired to be table it if it's not possible? And I can't, physically, I can't do that. And therefore, so it's just up to the rabbanon to use it. He says, and therefore, that's what he had quoted before. Okay? So is he saying the same thing Rishon Zalman saying?
Sorry, I didn't see a head yet.
Yeah, he started that before.
He said, this is the Rabbanon.
Would you say it's mutter?
Sorry, I don't have all the words with you. Okay, so he says, therefore that it's mutter. Therefore he wants to say that the person could use it.
Can't bear it.
Okay. So, I'm sorry, you have to believe me on the end words here.
No, I think I'm barely saying the same thing as Shlomo Zalman, but I don't see...
Well, in his Sfaras here, he says... It's very similar, which is to say, it's only a drabbana. I can't do it. I have no way to get to it.
I wasn't mentioning that.
He's saying it's like the real chiv is on the owner. I'm just related to that. That I'm hired to do it.
You get a real chiv, but you can't do it. That's what I'm talking about. It's nothing to do with the fact that you're a secondary chiv.
Okay. So I don't remember if that's more involved than what he says. I don't remember. Okay. So at first I thought that it was like Rosh Hashanah Zalman. But I think maybe it's not exactly. Maybe it's a little bit of a different one, which is he says the words ech yochel of chiv litvol. He says, maybe I don't have a mitzvah altogether. So not that I don't have, not that when it's a drabbanan that you can't do, Chazal didn't impose it on you. Maybe I don't have even a mitzvah either. It's like I'm an earnest on the mitzvah. If I'm an earnest on the mitzvah, then sort of like automatically the drabbanan doesn't apply. Okay, I'm not sure if that's similar or how similar it is to Shlomo Zalman's. Okay. I don't have enough. No. Okay. Now there's two other reasons that we've talked about in the past that might be reasons why the person could use the kli. When he's offered this food, that's here. Two different reasons. One is, we talked about some time ago, that if a person, a person buys a pickle jar, and they so it's a glass jar, it belonged to a guy, and now belongs to me. So the question was, are you chayiv in tefillah shkalim for that pickle jar? Okay, so different svaras were said why are not chayiv in tefillah shkalim. But one of them is, yes, it's chayiv in tefillah shkalim, because now the glass belongs to the yid. So in order to do tefillah shkalim, you have to first get all the pickles out of the jar, and then go bring it to mikvah. So you have no mitzvah to empty the pickle jar very quickly. You don't have to dump it all out and go run to mikvah. You can empty it slowly also. Take out one at a time, and then when the last one is out, Now if you want to keep it, you can type it. Okay, there was such a svar, some achronim said, that there's no chiyuv to run out and empty it out. You could just, when you get around to it, when it's empty, you could do that. So over here also, maybe he says like this. A person gave me a cup of Pepsi. And he said, here, would you like a drink? So I'm holding this cup, and the cup is high in tefillah shkalim. Okay, so what do I have to do to tefillah shkalim? I have to empty out the soda, run to the mikveh and dunk it in. Okay, so I'm emptying out the soda. I'm just emptying it into my mouth slowly. Okay, so is that
you ordered it.
What? Ordered the cup. I didn't say ordered it. No, this possibility is only when the person ordered the cup. My man said, hi, you like to sit down for a drink? Here's, try some of my new...
Or you help the scotch.
Right. He hands you a drink, and he says, would you like a drink?
What? The Chiyuv call right then, when you buy the people are supposed to hear that the Chiyuv was already... Before
yes, you, yes, you're correct. You're very right. That over here, it's worse because there was a mitzvah already before you even got to the front door. Even if you got to the front door. So you say, even if over there I'm allowed to empty it out, what you're saying maybe again in a second. Okay, yes, that's correct. It's a little worse over here. Okay, not as easy to say. Okay, second is, oh, I forgot to say something. Okay, second is, there are many you talk about, including Rosh Hashanah Zalman and Dayan Weiss, both of them talk about this idea, which is, could be, we've talked about this, maybe the person who owns a restaurant is not chayim tefillas kelim because for him it's klei schara. Okay, maybe for him it's klei schara, maybe he's potter from tefillas kelim. They're not too thrilled with that, but they both talk about that idea. And if so, if he's not chayim tefillas kelim because of klei schara, maybe that'll help me. Okay, we talked about this, again, some time ago, that even if you'd believe that it's klei schara, which itself was debatable, that may not help me. Okay, because I'm a person who borrowed the klei schara from him, and I might be chayv tefillas kelim, even though he's not chayv tefillas kelim. I might be chayv tefillas kelim.
And it doesn't help for
him. And what?
And it doesn't help for
him. And it only helps in that kind of situation, like a hotel kind of situation. Okay, I mean the right. Okay. Okay. Now the last thing I want to tell you about this is something that you're probably familiar. I'm going to tell you what I forgot before I get on. I forgot to tell you is. I'm about to say in a second, is that in Dayan Weiss, he talks about something we once talked about before him, which is, in all the sveikas about these kind of questions, he has a lot of sveikas that he clears about. I mean, I gave you just a few lines in the tshuva. He says, maybe we should say that you have to be machmir about all these sveikas, because maybe tefillas kelim is considered davar sheyesh lo matirin. Okay, we talked about this some time ago also. Maybe it's considered davar sheyesh lo matirin because you could just go type it. Take the thing, go to the mikvah. So maybe any coolers that you could think of, you say, well, it's a machlekes, it's a chayla, it's a drabanan. He said, but maybe all those things don't apply because it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Okay, we want to talk about that idea, whether that applies to tefillas kelim. That what?
It's hard. Davar sheyesh lo matirin only applies to some other heter.
That we talked about that, correct?
I can do it.
That's correct. We talked about that then. We talked about, he said also that maybe it's not so easy. Haha, I'm sitting by my neighbor. It's not so easy to go run out and table. Yeah. Okay, okay. Well, even though, okay. Now, the last thing is, the last reason to potentially make it mutter is because, is a tshuva pretty well known. Ramosha has a tshuva that says, that there's a difference between a clean. Ramosha mentions this chiluk in a different place also. We've mentioned it before, which is there's a difference between liquids and solids. Okay, if I'm drinking something out of a cup, then that cup needs the liquid needs the cup, and therefore it's considered that I'm using the clean. As opposed to if it's a solid, this is along the lines of what David was hinting at before. If it's a solid, I'm eating a piece of meat. I'm eating an apple, cut up apple. Then that salad doesn't need the kli, and in a certain sense, I'm not using the kli. So he says it's not the truth. It's really this guy who steals kale. He says, but maybe a person such a shas of chag, he could be saying that it's not such a kli suda because it's not really functioning such as a kli suda sort of kind of a way. Now that he wants to say again, I'll repeat it again. He says, because of shas of chag, maybe he could be nickel. And I want to stick in that about what David said before him, just David, which is that the tshuva of Moshe is not so long, okay? But in the journal called L'Torah L'Torah, Reb Luth has in this section there of Mipiyah Shmuel, and one of his things that he brings in Mipiyah Shmuel for Moshe is this thing, okay? And the second paragraph that he speaks about, the Mipiyah Shmuel part, that the second part is almost word for word out of the tshuva. Okay, very similar to what it says in the tshuva. But there's a paragraph that's before that, okay, which is not in the printed tshuva. Okay, and that paragraph, he talks about that over here, it's worse, along the lines of what David said before, which is here it's worse because there was a chiv tefillah before I got to the kli. Okay, here, when I show up to use this kli, it's harder to say that what I said before him, which is, why don't you just empty it out? You're allowed to empty things out slowly. So that's all I'm doing. I'm just emptying it out. I'm taking all the meat off the, all the cut up apple off the plate, and then after we'll do the tefillah. He says, over here it's worse because it was owned by an hour ago also. It was chayim tefillah's kale, as opposed to, he doesn't say this, but it's as opposed to the pickle jar where it only became chayim tefillah's kale when I bought it. When I bought it, it already needed to be empty before tefillah. In this case, it needed to be tefillah before it was filled. So you're a little worse off. Okay, but even so, even so, Rav Moshe says that no, the person, if the shas of chag, then the person could do it. Now, Rav Moshe's heter, he says, is talking about that the person already put the food onto the plate. Okay, he doesn't say if that's significant, but he describes the situation as the person put food onto the plate, and now you want to know if you can eat it. Okay, it doesn't say that it's mutter no matter what. And am I allowed to put food onto that plate? He didn't say you're allowed to put food onto the plate. Right? The food is already on the plate, then the person could eat it without taking it off. He doesn't say if you'd be making on the other case. Which, if it's true that it's only in cases where the food's ready on the plate, then it's very limited. Okay, it's a very specific case. It's only what they put onto your plate. You know, you have to think, you know, listen to you or something. You say, can I have some more apple? You know, as soon as you say that, you know, you're putting food onto your plate. That's not clear to me. If you
only think on the plate, it's not for drinks, and you can't use spoons and forks, right?
You can't use silverware, right? You can't use silverware.
Very limited to...
Very, very...
It's not a plate.
In other words, the guy, he cuts up an apple and says, hey, would you like a piece of apple? Then you can take that. But as soon as he goes to... He took... Yeah. But for certain things, you could use your hands where appropriate, you know? Okay, fine. So the last thing I have to say about this is that a person... Because you don't need the plate. Okay. Because you don't need the fork either.
I
don't need the fork either.
Got it. Okay. No, you want to say, since I can use my hands, I can use a fork.
Of course.
Okay, so
using the fork.
Okay,
he
said you don't need
the plate. I'm not truly using the plate. It's just holding the thing. It's holding the food. I'm not using it.
Okay, but by its nature, all these kind of shaitas are questions. Almost always is a like shas of chag kind of cases, and a person should ask a shaitel. Okay, very sensitive question. Okay, now we're going to do.
You're in somebody's house, that's a shaitel.
That's exactly right. Okay. Let's read. We're going to read quickly halachah yud beis and yud gimel also. Okay, halachah yud beis says. You have to tovel not only the part of the kli that touches the food, but also what it calls here the handle. I mean, the parts that don't touch the food has to be toveled also. And halachah gimel, you have to remove the rust before you do tefillah. If you didn't take off the rust, so there's a potential chatzitza. So if you're makbid on that, if you don't like that rust that's there, then it's a choitzitz, and it would not be good. If you scrubbed off as well as you could, and you then you put it into coals, I guess coals takes off rust, I have an idea. V'nishar adayin ma'achal chaluda, and if you left over with a little bit, you did as much as you could. You couldn't, certain parts just couldn't come off. Then it's a small amount that's not makbid. And the din is in the choitzis, a mid she'ena makbid, a mid hamakbid is choitzis mitaraisa, mid she'ena makbid, or ruba she'ena makbid, a choitzis mitarabana. So if it's mid she'ena makbid, it's not choitzis at all. And then it says in parentheses, but I only come on. Simon Reish Beis Medin Chatzitza. Okay, so in fact, both of these dinim, Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, in Mir Tzeshem, we're going to talk about in Simon Reish Beis. When we finish this, we're headed to Reish Beis. There's a very short little simon about these things. Simon Reish Beis is about how to do tefillah and Chatzitzas in tefillah. So I just want to stick in a few pieces, just questions. I'm not going to tell you what the answers are. And that's like this. The Halachi Beis spoke about toiling the handles, okay, the things that don't touch the food. Okay, so one question we've touched on, Mr. Shem will talk again, Reish Beis, is what happens if I have a kli that's primarily made out of a material that needs tefillah, it's metal kli, and the handle is plastic, like a lot of our pots, they have plastic handles. Okay, so does that part, that plastic is not chayim tefillah's kelim, but is it chayim tefillah's kelim because it's attached to a kli that is chayim tefillah's kelim? And related to that question is, what happens if I have a part of a kli that's electric motor? Okay, instead of it being a plastic thing, it's an electric motor. So do I have to toivel that part also, or do I just have to toivel the part that's the food part of the clip? Okay. Next is...
And also the power cords?
The cord is related to it, yes. I mentioned it, but yes. Whether you have to toivel the electric cord, yes. Okay. Also, when it says you have to toivel the handle of the clip, there's really three things that are going on here. One is, when you toivel a clip, you have to toivel the whole clip. You can't just toivel part of it. You have to toivel the whole thing. It's not like Hagol's candle, you can do part at a time. Second is, I'm sorry, take that back. I meant that was my third thing. My first thing is, you have to travel the whole, all of the kli. The second is, the kli, we're going to talk about their question that when you travel a kli, that you need to travel it in the form that it's used. Like the example is, if a person has a pocket knife, okay, a pocket knife could be open or closed, and you travel it in the way that you use it. Or someone just came here and asked a question about, they had a kli that has a lot of parts on it that are all attached to each other and covers and all kinds of things, and you travel them the way they're used.
What does the halacha mean to say in terms of the use? So let's say the pocket knife. Let's say it wouldn't be a chatzitza, the water can get in. So,
there's no question which the difference between you and table. The question here is,
so just say it's chatzitza.
When it's folded, there are different parts that are covered than when it's open. So you can table it closed, we could table it open. Well, whichever one you do, it's going to be different parts are going to be exposed.
If there's one that's ever open when it's closed, then it's not a problem.
Then there's nothing to talk about. Who cares whether you do it open or closed? The question is when things are covered because it's closed or open. Either way, there are parts that get covered, and depending on how you open it, so which way do you tackle it? Do I tackle it closed or open?
You talk about this as a sermon.
That's going to be race based. It's going to be in race based. And the last is that you have to tackle everything simultaneously. Okay, which is different than what I mentioned before. Different than Hagol's Kalim. If Hagol's Kalim, you could tackle the left, you could catch the left side and then catch the right side. But in Tefillah's Kalim, you have to tackle the whole thing simultaneously. Okay, we're going to also talk about, this is more from what was here, Yehi Gimel, is, of course, which things are chatzitzas. That's what Reish Beis is about, which things are chatzitzas and are not. And then just a question to leave you with, which is, this halachi Yud Gimel comes from a pasuk. And it says, the famous pasuk about Tefillah's Kelim, Ach has a zov, as a kesef, as a nechosh, as a barz, blah, 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 blah. And the drush is, Ach means you have to table just the kli. Don't have anything else. Ach has a kesef, as a zov, as a kesef. Just the gold and the silver, not anything else. Don't have chatzitzes. Okay? Why do we have a special pasuk to tell us not to have chatzitzes, but by this specific case? Everything, whenever you do Tefillah, you can have chatzitzes. Why is there a special pasuk that tells us by Tefillah's Kelim, don't have chatzitzes? Every tefillah has to be without a chatzitza. What's special that we have a pasuk that says, that's a zavas akesef, when you do tefillah's kelim, don't have chatzitzas? Okay, what's going on? Well, why is that just part of the regular thing? And maybe does that have any explanation for why that din is over here, and then the rest of chatzitzas are on Reish Beis? Isn't that odd? But there's one din here about take off chatzitzas, and actually in parentheses, I don't know if it's Ramo, somebody else says, go look on Reish Beis, because that's what din with chatzitzas are. So isn't it odd that there's one little halachia that says, take off the rust, which takes off the rust, And then go to Reish Beis to find out all the rest of the details. So why is it here? So you can think about it. Mirza Shem, we'll get to Reish Beis. There's a simpler answer and a more complicated answer to that question. We've talked about other parts of how to do tefillah way at the beginning, and we have another one coming next. But for now, most of the stuff is going to wait for Reish Beis.